Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 27th. According to a press release from the Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Governor John Hickenlooper declared a disaster emergency in Colorado due to a propane supply shortage. The governor issued a verbal executive order on Christmas Eve due to propane production issues, anticipated severe weather conditions, and an ongoing propane supply shortage. 33,000 propane customers in the state could be impacted, predominantly from rural regions. These customers may not be able to receive enough propane to heat their homes in the near future. The executive order suspends normal hours of service regulations, allowing intrastate drivers to transport propane fuel until January 8th at midnight. The executive order applies to drivers who are primarily working on this emergency. Ongoing production issues at Colorado propane facilities during December caused the propane industry to seek supplies outside of the state, significantly increasing the amount of time needed to transport propane used for winter heating fuel. The propane industry attempted to address the issue with rationing and other means. However, propane shortages continue. Further, expected extreme winter weather over the coming weeks will increase demand for propane used as a winter heating fuel. The commercial vehicle industry is impeded from continuing statewide propane fuel delivery operations for winter heating purposes. As a result, many Coloradans are left without a mechanism to heat their homes. The state of Oklahoma has issued a similar order to address shortages within that state. In the fall of 2017, four seventh-grade girls from Ridgeway, Colorado, formed a group called Carry On Ridgeway Reuses. Their goal was to ban single-use plastic bags in their hometown and address the global dangers of plastics. Over a year later, the Ridgeway Town Council voted to adopt a single-use plastic bag ban ordinance, effective March 1st. As part of our ongoing Western Slope Resources reporting, KVNF's Allie Lightfoot spoke with these young activists about their efforts.
Macy Gordon, Indigo Croy, Autumn Sagal, and Elaney Wallen became concerned about plastic pollution after learning about the formation of a floating island of plastic debris in the Pacific Ocean, more than twice the size of Texas.
A lot of our plastic today ends up in the ocean, which animals eat because they mistake them for food. It's like entire ecosystems that keep the world in check.
Research shows that the average American uses about 500 plastic bags each year, for about 12 minutes each. The girls felt that reducing single-use plastics in their town was the obvious way to make a difference. And the group Carry On Ridgeway Reuses was formed and went to work with the mission to get a plastic bag ban enacted in their town. For over a year, the girls worked to educate themselves, inform community members, petition town council, and provide alternatives to single-use plastics.
We researched other towns and how they passed their ordinances. We had a meeting with the mayor.
We went to the first town council meeting.
We also walked around to stores.
We set up an informational table.
We wrote many letters to the editor
and press releases about the dangers of plastics.
We showed the Bag It movie.
We got the director to do a Q&A.
Sold reusable bags that are made out of 100% recycled plastic.
We're making Plarn yarn made out of plastic bags.
We're going to crochet the Plarn into reusable bags.
But not everybody agreed that it was a good idea.
During one of our meetings, we had someone speak out and say, like, they didn't want the ban. And I've heard a couple things of people that saying, like, oh, you're taking away jobs from people that make plastic. And just there are some people that don't believe in it.
The part where we felt the most, like, sad was when it didn't get passed at multiple meetings where we would go. And then they'd say they were going to pass it next time and they wouldn't. Then we'd go again. I think that was the most, like, crushing.
Despite some opposition, the unwavering commitment from the girls brought in new champions for the cause.
Some people in my family and just people I know, they grew up in the time where they just relied on plastic and they don't really know about fossil fuels or carbon footprints or anything, so they don't understand the impact that it really takes. But them, like, watching me do this campaign, they've really like understood how harmful it can be, especially my grandma. She's really, really into it. She helped us sew the reusable produce bags.
At the end of the summer, the girls went to Ridgeway Town Council and proposed the ordinance.
At first, they were going to make a bunch of exceptions to the plastic bag ban that we originally had made. Exceptions with plastic around flowers and fruit bags, carrying meat. But to our excitement, a couple months later, after we had discussed it with the town council for a bit, they agreed to take all the exceptions out of it. So now we have a plastic bag ban that was passed, and it doesn't have any exceptions to it. So all single-use plastic bags are banned from Ridgeway.
I asked the girls why their campaign was so successful.
I think being kids definitely helped us out a lot because I think it was surprising to some people that we were seventh graders doing this. And so they paid more attention, and then they had more support for us.
The girls were happy that they were able to bring attention to the issue of plastic pollution and also appreciated the notoriety it brought them.
I like being an activist because people listen to you, and there's a lot of interviews, and I'm in the newspaper a lot, so it's sort of fun.
The Carry On Group's goal is to take their campaign to Denver to encourage statewide legislation restricting the availability of single-use plastics in Colorado. And although their work on the issue takes a lot of time and effort, they insist that it isn't that hard to make a difference.
I'm glad that we did this. We really feel like we're making a change. And if you want to get this started, it's really not as hard as it sounds. It takes time, but if you really try, you can do it. Like, you just have to go around. We walked around to places and we got signatures of support, and then you just take it to the town council and keep informing the public. You could do it.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KSJD, KVNF, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
John Gavin, board president of Delta County Economic Development, was appointed by Governor John Hickenlooper to sit on the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Gavin was a consensus choice by both Governor Hickenlooper and Governor-elect Jared Polis. The Colorado PUC regulates electric utilities in the state. While PUC commissioners are directly elected in some states, in Colorado, commissioners are appointed by the governor with the consent of the Senate. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.